In the gospel just now sung, our Savior says, "Peace I leave unto you, let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Last week, our Lord spoke of persecution. Today, Pentecost, of peace. After 9 days of prayer with the Blessed Mother, the Holy Ghost descends today. The same place the Church takes us these Sundays after Easter, again and again, the place where so much happens in the life of any family, I mean the supper table. Cenacle means the supper room, the upper room of the Last Supper, of the First Mass, of the institution of the Holy Priesthood. There, Jesus opened his heart the way great men will do before they die. He worried about his followers, he upbraided them for their faults, but he also encouraged them. He prayed, he talked to his Father that night, and he prophesied. The disciple, our Lord says, is not above his master. Jesus is our master, not the money people. They hated me first. The world must hate you. How much must they hate you? The world was going to lay upon him, said one famous Dominican preacher in the last century, the evils of pain and of loneliness, severing him from all that made life bearable. The Jews, as St. John calls the rulers of Christ's own nation, would deny their own politics, swallow their hatred of Rome, and cry out on Good Friday, "We have no king but Caesar." Hatred leads to hypocrisy. And all of this just to get Jesus of Nazareth nailed to a cross and destroyed, or so they thought. And at the Last Supper, the Savior says, "If you're loyal to me, look, you've got to expect this. Don't be disheartened when it comes about. Sure, you'll have to suffer. Take heart. Our Lord is God. He prophesied an event, a state, and it came about." All of this should leave us not faithless, not shaken, not scandalized, but believing, confirmed in our belief. Wouldn't it be grand if there were a way to grab all of the misunderstandings and the persecutions, the oppositions of life, and with them, not in spite of them, but with them, become better Catholics? This because of what we face in the way of division and opposition, both within and without. Is there a way? Come, Holy Ghost, inspire us. Trans is the prefix of the day. Remember, this was in the pipeline before they shut it off, before they released the virus as rehearsed and unleashed on all the world the Great Reset. I was telling the children yesterday at confirmation, you know that trans is the order of the day when it makes its way onto a children's cereal box. Fruit Loops now has a Gay Pride edition in the correct colors, complete with a form on which the little ones can write out their pronouns. Very important anymore, I understand. Is there a way out of all of this, a way to transfer, to transform the garbage they throw at us daily into gold? There is. Most of you have received it. Time maybe to remember the gifts and to activate them once again. We gave this sacrament yesterday. It's given simply by a touch of the head, the anointing of the forehead with holy oil, that's the outward sign, chrism. The word means Christ, for he is the anointed one, consecrating you in the image of Christ, and that image of God on your soul is brought to spiritual perfection at that moment. It's inward grace, this consecration, this confirmation, enables us to transform the troubles and the trials of life into an encouragement to love God and to meet hardships unafraid, more to welcome them even, and almost bring it on. But how to deal with these things, especially when, and who doesn't at times, we feel alone. It's all on our shoulders, under pressure, and somewhat bereft. I always find if there's a decision to be made, some plans to be laid, that I do best if I discuss the issue with someone else, with a friend. And in the very act of talking and listening, things become clear. I used to tell Father Cicada that it was not so much his wisdom as his listening that helped me, and he always took that well, didn't seem to mind. But what a font of transformation is given us in this way. Father Cicada was a font himself of information. You know, if you needed to know something about dogmatic theology or some point of moral theology, you could just pop into his office and ask him, and it was just as simple as that. This somehow reminds me of a Mexican priest for whom I once gave the sacrament of confirmation. We were talking that night after everything was over in his room, and Father was, as they will, counting out the pesos, and he wanted to know, this is a crucial question down there, how much were my expenses and how much did I expect to get? Well, it's always embarrassing for Americans to deal with that, but somehow we managed to navigate the nitty-gritty. And then Father changed subjects, and he waxed nostalgic. You know, Monsignor, he said, I wish I had a Mama Margarita here with me. She was the mother of St. John Bosco and had not a little bit to do with his becoming so great a saint. Facing the challenges of solitary priestly life, he said, a mother who would say to me, Hijo, ¿has rezado esa noche? ¿Y su rosario? Son, did you pray tonight? Did you say your rosary? Well, the Holy Ghost has promised us in today's gospel as our paraclete. That means he is the one who will befriend us and remind us of all that Jesus told us, because it's easy to forget. He confirms us. He makes us strong. We perceive through him, with him, God's presence. He works by means of gifts. How inviting is that? Do any of you remember the mnemonic device? Well, the sisters used to use it with us in catechism. Puffwick. For the names of the seven gifts of the Holy Ghost, that would be piety and understanding, fear of the Lord, fortitude, wisdom, counsel, and knowledge. These are not virtues, good actions on our part that are expected of us. They are God working in us, and that's a relief. He moves. He touches and adjusts the soul. He listens. He explains. He lets us see. He helps us to figure things out. And he demonstrates how it could work. And then maybe at times he pushes us a bit to make the plain things possible in our life. We're conscious of his presence, his nearness. That's how confirmation works for you today after so many years. We are not alone, so we have no reason to be afraid. More loving than a mother, more faithful than a friend, God himself, not just in heaven above, nor here, out there, in this wicked world, but with me, here, in my world, which is wicked enough and is in need of the sanctifier. Confirmation, the valid kind, is given but once in a lifetime. It is not repeated. But if we are in the state of sanctifying grace, the Holy Ghost is here with all his gifts. You've got seven of them. Try them out today. No need to be troubled or afraid. He is our peace. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.